Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You with Christopher.
And Mike.
Woo! Okay, so the last time we spoke with you, we were discussing Lucas's new haircut, or him wanting to get a new haircut.
That's right, the summer was coming along, the weather was getting a little warmer, and Lucas was thinking maybe it's time for a new hairstyle, but he had problems kind of choosing what style, so he was asking his friends for some...
Experts, apparently.
Super, super stylish girls. That's right.
They're really good experts, and they actually had a solution.
They did.
They had, is it Lucy's hairdresser?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to make an appointment for Lucas to visit Lucy's hairdresser, who will probably be able to give him lots of good advice on having a cool new hairstyle.
Well, I'm excited to see what his hairstyle is.
Me
too.
So
let's get to the article.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Lucas needs a haircut.
Lucas sits in the barber's chair.
How would you like me to cut your hair?
I want to shave my head. The weather is getting hot.
Are you sure? I don't think you will look good bald.
Maybe I should get a perm instead, but leave the sideburns long.
Okay, I can do that.
On second thought, I don't want curly hair. Can you bleach my hair and give me a few light brown highlights? I've seen people wearing that.
Yes, but that look isn't really popular now.
Forget about it. I just can't make up my mind. I want something fashionable but low maintenance.
What about trimming your bangs and layering your back hair? It will be comfortable and you'll look cool if you style it with some hair gel.
But there will be little difference with my hairstyle now.
I think you're quite satisfied with your current hairstyle.
Wait, how about straightening my hair?
The hairstylist sighs.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Lucas sits in the barber's chair.
How would you like me to cut your hair?
I want to shave my head. The weather is getting hot.
Are you sure? I don't think you will look good bald.
Maybe I should get a perm instead, but leave the sideburns long.
Okay, I can do that.
On second thought, I don't want curly hair. Can you bleach my hair and give me a few light brown highlights? I've seen people wearing that.
Yes, but that look isn't really popular now.
Forget about it. I just can't make up my mind. I want something fashionable, but low maintenance.
What about trimming your bangs and layering your back hair? It will be comfortable, and you'll look cool if you style it with some hair gel.
But there will be little difference with my hairstyle now.
I think you're quite satisfied with your current hairstyle.
Wait, how about straightening my hair?
The hairstylist sighs.
Okay, mm-hmm. So as most of these dialogues start with scene description.
Yes.
Lucas sits in the barber's chair.
There he is. He's okay. ready. He's in the chair. He's got the big blanket,
right.
that big cloth thing that covers your body so you don't get the hair on you.
Well, I should explain. We did talk last time that a barber is mm-hmm. a guy who cuts a guy's hair.
Yes.
And we say in the barber's chair, even though he's in a... like getting a hairstylist to cut
mm-hmm.
his hair.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we say that is the barber's chair is just what it's called.
It's a special chair, right? It has that thing that can make it go up like that
or
then down like that.
And it can swivel.
It can turn a little bit, exactly. Yeah. It might be able to lean back sometimes, right? Because sometimes men like to get a shave.
Ah, yes, that's another thing the barber does. He mm-hmm. shaves your face.
Yeah, right. So the barber's asking him that most important question...
What would you like me to cut, how would you like me to cut your hair?
That's right, how would you like me to cut your hair? So what style, basically, do you want? And Lucas has an answer.
Right.
He's decided.
Yeah, he does. He has decided. He says, I want to shave my head.
Mm.
The weather is getting hot.
Well, okay. Well, that's certainly a strong style, a simple style.
No
to
hair.
Shave, part of your body, in this case your head, means to cut the hair down very, very, very close to the skin.
Yeah.
Okay, men do this in the morning. I didn't shave today, as you can see.
I didn't.
But men
either.
Will shave their faces in the morning. A lot of ladies like to shave their legs or shave under their arms. And certain men, like Michael Jordan, right,
uh-huh.
he used to shave his head every day.
Oh, it was every day.
Every day, yeah. So you basically take a special thing called a razor, R-A-Z-O-R, which cuts hair really, really close to the skin, so it's very, very smooth, and basically all you feel is skin.
Oh,
just to shave your head, like they do in the army.
Yes, they do that.
Ooh.
I don't think they're not allowed to have hair that can be grabbed.
Oh, so that makes sense.
Short.
And it's easier to clean, too.
Yeah. Joe shaved his head because he wanted a new hairstyle.
All right.
Well, Joe shaved his head because he wanted a new hairstyle.
Okay.
Now, can you call a shaved head a hairstyle? There's no hair, right? Or are you choosing to have your hair gone and that... is, in fact, a hairstyle. I don't know.
That's a good point. If I walk around with no clothes, will people think I have a lot of fashion style?
Yeah, I don't know.
You should
discuss this.
It's an interesting
later.
Question. Anyway, the hairstylist has a question. The hairstylist mm-hmm. wants to make sure that Lucas really wants to shave his head.
Yeah. She says, are you sure? I don't think you will look good bald.
Alright, bald is what we call someone with no hair on their head. Often for older men, of course, this happens naturally. As they get old, their hair just falls out. But I guess you could say if someone shaves their head, they're also bald just because they have no hair where most people do. B-A-L-D. B-A-L-D is how we spell bald.
Okay. My father's been bald ever since I was born. Father's been bald ever since I've been born.
Okay.
So I've never really seen my dad with hair.
Really?
Yeah, not a lot.
Were you scared of him as a kid? Did you think he was like a big egg?
No, I used to just call it a bird's nest.
A bird's nest?
Like,
but he's got no hair.
No, he has no hair on like one part. So he's bald, I guess, in one specific thing.
Oh, I see.
But there's hair around it, like a bird's nest might have like...
I see. So if the birds would be safe in the middle... Because the hair protects them. All right.
He didn't like that joke.
That's definitely a man who's going bald.
Right.
Lucas, though, he says, maybe I should get a perm instead, but leave the sideburns long. Ooh.
That sounds like a haircut for, like, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah,
or something.
That sounds like Tom Jones in 1968. Okay, the sideburns is this hair on the side, right?
Yeah.
Men will have this. They'll let it grow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But a perm is a little bit of a strong style, too.
Yeah, it's usually you sit under that, like, dome.
Mm.
It looks like a bowl
turned
upside down and goes over your head
and
it heats your hair and makes it wavy.
That's right. They put the stuff in your hair to make it curl. Like, a lot of girls get this. They want to have a little bit of curl in their hair because normally it's straight. Men don't get it so much. When I think of perms and men in Taiwan, for some reason, I think of gangsters.
They have
back when I, back when I first moved here, you know, that was kind of the gangster look, to have like curly hair.
And how long ago was this?
Oh,
like
I don't
1980?
Know. So when they had BB calls and things, you know, pagers and stuff like that.
Geez.
Anyway, so men don't usually get perms, and then the long sideburns. This is kind of like a 1960s style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you weren't here in the 60s.
No, I wasn't here in the 60s. The hairstylist, though, doesn't seem to think this is a good idea.
She's like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah. Luckily, Lucas changes his mind again. He says, on second thought, I don't want curly hair.
Right.
Good. Good. Yeah. Perms can also be difficult to take care of.
Yeah. There's a lot of work to
A lot of work. Okay. So he's got a third idea. What's that one?
He says, can you bleach my hair and give me a few light brown highlights?
Okay.
I've seen people wearing that.
Mmm. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So he wants to bleach his hair. Bleach is something we can use both as a verb or as a noun.
Right.
Bleach as a noun is a special kind of liquid. It's usually used as a cleaner. It's very strong. It will kill lots of germs. If you get it on your clothes, it will make them white.
Yeah.
And they often use it with hair because it will take all the color out of your hair.
Right.
So if you have dark hair and you want to have light hair, well, first they have to bleach your hair. So it's really, really, really white. And then they put the color in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that we also use that as a verb. To bleach something is to make it whiter using bleach.
Right. And so we could also say something like the sun, because it's bright and on objects all day. Mm-hmm. You can say things that become lighter in color have been bleached by the sun.
Oh, that's right. Sometimes you see a sign in a store and it's been there for 5 years and the color is not really there. The color is kind of going away because the sun bleaches it.
Right.
And he also mentioned highlights.
Yeah. So a highlight would be just a certain section or little parts of it bleached to make it lighter in color.
So it kind of has this sort of light brown, dark brown, different spots in different places of the hair. Yeah, that's pretty popular. Okay, the hairstylist thinks, okay, yes, but that look isn't really popular now. That's so 2008.
So the hairstylist is an expert because she knows what is cool and what is not, or what is popular and what is no longer
popular. Well, that's why we go and pay money for these people. Yeah. They know all this good stuff.
Lucas says, forget about it. I can't make up my mind.
All right. When you say forget about it, you're kind of tired of the idea. You don't want to talk about it anymore. You want to move on to something else. Oh, forget about it. You kind of say it when you're maybe, you know, giving up or a little frustrated or this is so hard. Ah, oh, forget about it.
Exactly. But we also see make up one's mind. So that means to reach, make, or come to a decision about something. And make up one's mind is today's shortcut for you. So let's check it out. I know, I practiced.
That's good.
All right.
Shortcut for you.
Are you having some trouble?
I want to see a movie tonight, but I can't make up my mind.
You don't need to wear makeup. You just watch a movie. But you can borrow my lipstick if you want.
To make up your mind means to decide on something.
Okay, so to make up one's mind means 做决定拿定主意。
Yeah, so put that makeup away. And let me know what good movies are out now.
Check the movie previews in the newspaper. It'll help you make up your mind.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. Well, that was a fun shortcut for you.
That was fun, absolutely. And Lucas is still thinking about his haircut. But he's kind of made a bit of a decision, not on the style, but on how much he wants to work on it. He says, I want something fashionable, but low maintenance. Good thinking, Lucas.
That's
good thinking.
That's usually my top priority when getting a haircut.
So fashionable, I'll just say that. Okay. Stylish, he wants some style, but most important, low maintenance.
Yes, maintenance. It's the work needed to keep something in good condition. Low maintenance also means like very little work required.
Right.
So if Let's say we have long hair. Let's say you and I have long hair. We have to comb it.
You have to comb it. You have to wash it carefully. You have to blow dry it. You have to make sure it doesn't get dry and start to split like that.
But if you have short hair like we do, you can either have your hair where you put some kind of gel in it to have it stand up, or like me, just wake up.
And then just you're ready to go. Yeah. That's it. It takes, you know, 30 seconds to get out the door. I guess it might be the difference between having a pet elephant and a pet fish.
Yeah.
A pet fish is very low maintenance. Give it some food. That's it. A pet elephant? Yeah, that's your full-time job taking care of that stupid giant elephant.
Imagine taking it for a walk in a night market.
So if it's a lot of work, we might say it's high maintenance.
Right.
If it's no work at all or just very little, very easy, low maintenance.
Right. So we'll spell maintenance.
Okay.
M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E. Maintenance. Mm. People like to rent bicycles because there is no maintenance for a rental.
Oh, yeah. Bicycles are quite low maintenance, too.
Yeah. If you rent one, though, and it has a problem, you just take it back. You don't have to deal with it.
There you go.
Now, the hairstylist says, what about trimming your bangs and layering your back hair?
Ah.
Okay, so bangs, it's the hair above the eyes.
Yes.
And it's spelled B-A-N-G-S.
Right.
B-A-N-G-S. And it's always plural. Bangs.
Exactly. So if people kind of let that part of their hair grow out a little bit, then they'll have bangs, right? It kind of flops down over their forehead. If you have long bangs, you might have Miles's problem. It says Miles kept blowing his bangs out of his eyes, because sometimes they do kind of hang down quite far. A lot of girls have bangs more than boys.
Yeah, it's more of a girl style
but
than a boy style.
Some boys get longer hair, and you know, it kind of flops down in that like Beatles or Bieber style.
Yeah, I think it's become more popular in the last decade or so.
And the hairstylist thinks that this will be good because it will be comfortable, and you'll look cool if you style it with some hair gel.
Okay, hair gel, it's two words, hair, H-A-I-R, and gel, G-E-L. G-E-L, gel. It's a thick liquid you put in your hair to style it. You have some gel in your hair?
No.
No?
No. Mud.
Mud. Oh,
mud.
The other hair.
Yes.
Gel. Mud. Nature.
That's right. Gel is kind of, it looks kind of shiny, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
it does.
Sometimes looks kind of hard as well. For example, we could say Dimitri's hair looks shiny because he puts too much hair gel in his hair.
Oh, so it probably looks hard, too.
Yeah.
Like really stiff and it won't move.
Might be good if he's riding a bicycle. If he falls off,
or
the
even
hair will keep him
maybe
safe.
It's so hard that it could be a helmet. I don't know.
It's that hard.
Lucas says, but there will be little difference with my hairstyle now.
Ah, okay. So he's talked about all these styles, and he doesn't really like them, so he's kind of coming back to the style he has. But the hairstylist says, I think you're quite satisfied with your current hairstyle. You know, if it works for you now, we'll just keep doing it. You know, you don't like the other ideas and you like what you have, so just do that again.
And I think Lucas thinks for maybe a half a second, and then he's like, wait, how about straightening my hair?
I think he's just talking about things he's heard of other people doing.
I think he has no idea what he wants to do.
He's thinking about straightening his hair. Again, that's kind of like a perm. You use special chemicals on your hair. It's the opposite of a perm. A perm, you want straight hair to become curly.
Yeah.
When you straighten it, you want curly hair to become straight.
Yeah.
Ah,
but,
okay.
Of course, the hairstylist just sighs. Thinking like, this is a difficult customer.
This is a difficult customer. And straighten is a difficult word to spell, so we should do that. S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T-E-N. S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T-E-N.
Right.
Yes.
Marge straightened the DVDs on the shelf because they fell over.
Yeah.
So that's another use of straightened. If something's toppled over or fallen, you can straighten it. You can also straighten papers. So if your papers are all like this, you can kind of straighten them together and hold it like that.
Or if you wear a tie, you know, sometimes you see men and they kind of do that.
Yeah.
They straighten their ties so it's in a nice straight line.
Right.
All right. I think it's time for us to wrap it up with our chat question.
I'm so pumped.
Oh, my God.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question.
Yes.
Exciting. What kind of hairstyles do you think look the funniest?
Oh my gosh, do we have an hour?
I could talk about funny hairstyles
for an hour. Okay, I think one of the classic ones that people from North America, we would laugh at, is called the mullet. This is the one you might, see? You might have seen this on kind of like Rock and Roll Guys, where they have short hair in the front, it looks kind of like mine, but then they grow it really long down the back.
Yeah, and it's short on the sides like the faux hawk, and
yeah.
it's always
It looks just like your
back.
Hair, but then the back is
It'd
long,
like really
a heavy
long.
Metal guy kind of would wear his hair long. But it looks not really like either haircut. You're kind of halfway in the middle. And it's something that people will laugh at.
Yeah,
or if you wear the wig, if you find one in like a costume store, wear it for Halloween.
Yeah, we should tell them how to spell it so they can look for it.
Yes.
Mullet, M-U-L-L-E-T.
Is it one T? M-U-L-L-E-T.
Yeah, it's mullet.
We used to call it the hockey haircut.
Ah, yes, and that would make sense because I remember a lot of Canadian hockey players in the 80s and 90s had
the
mullet.
I think they liked it because when they got hot, the hair wouldn't fall in front of their face. That's why the heavy metal guys did it.
Oh, yeah, because
they would do this, but when they're playing their guitar,
they can still see
the guitar.
Because the hair's not on the side.
Not a cool hairstyle.
You know, the other thing we should let you know about the mullet is it's the joke that goes with it, is that it's business in the front, because it's cut short, like you're like a businessman, and party in the back.
That's right.
Because it's all long.
Exactly. So you can work in the bank in the day and kind of tie it back, and then at night you can let it down and go rock and roll, but you still look kind of stupid.
Right, yeah. Mm. Well, discuss among yourselves what is the funniest haircut you've ever seen.
All
right, see you next time.
Lucas needs a haircut.
Lucas sits in the barber's chair.
How would you like me to cut your hair?
I want to shave my head. The weather is getting hot.
Are you sure? I don't think you will look good bald.
Maybe I should get a perm instead, but leave the sideburns long.
Okay, I can do that.
On second thought, I don't want curly hair. Can you bleach my hair and give me a few light brown highlights? I've seen people wearing that.
Yes, but that look isn't really popular now.
Forget about it. I just can't make up my mind. I want something fashionable, but low maintenance.
What about trimming your bangs and layering your back hair? It will be comfortable, and you'll look cool if you style it with some hair gel.
But there will be little difference with my hairstyle now.
I think you're quite satisfied with your current hairstyle.
Wait, how about straightening my hair?
The hairstylist sighs.
Vocabulary review.
Shave. Many men shave their faces every day to look good and clean. Bald. Jack often wears a hat to cover his bald head. Maintenance. Cars require regular maintenance. Otherwise, they won't run well. Bang. Some women pin back their bangs if the hair is getting in their eyes. Hair gel. Using hair gel makes people's hair sticky and hard. Straighten. Soldiers are told to straighten their backs as they march.